From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. State leaders have announced their appointments to the new Charter School Commission. In November, Washington became the 42nd state to okay the independent public schools after three times of voting it down. This time, voters authorized the opening of up to 40 charter schools over 5 years. The governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House were each allowed three appointments, and one of the governor's picks is Steve Sundquist, who serves on the Seattle School Board for one term before getting defeated for re-election. He was a supporter of charter schools in the campaign last year. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely, Ross. Nice to be here.
I mean, a lot of people are wondering how you folks on the commission are going to ensure that the companies and the nonprofits applying to start charter schools are going to fulfill their promises. Sure, they're going to say they're going to do a great job. How are you going to keep them to it?
Well, I think that's really the core of the work in the next few months. We'll be bringing this commission of people together and ultimately determining what those performance criteria are. Those criteria then get codified in contracts and in the RFP that goes out to the community of people who may want to start charters in the state of Washington. And it is, in essence, becomes the beginning of a conversation about this is what the state wants done. How do you see fulfilling that? And then we're going to hold you accountable for that contractually and oversee you as you go.
Voters approved this, but that's not to say that everybody's objections have been settled. Some of the critics said that there was a trigger in this law that would make it too easy to allow existing public schools to be converted into charters. How are you going to ensure that does not happen?
Well, again, I think it comes down ultimately. The core of this is about the performance criteria, and we need to make that very, very strong and very, very public, and that becomes the selection criteria then that the Charter School Commission can use both to establish and review the applications that come to us, both from new charters as well as schools that are trying to convert. And it will also be, obviously, the source of the contractual strength going forward.
There's going to be a lot of attention paid to you and your commission. Are you folks getting paid to do this work?
We're not getting paid. I believe we have expenses reimbursed if we have to go to a meeting. But no, it's a non-paying job.
Well, you know, Randy Dorn, who heads the State Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, does get paid, and he has a staff, and he wanted to do this job of vetting possibilities for the people who get to start these. What's your perspective on that? Are you and the other volunteers on this commission going to have the time and energy to do what needs to be done?
I believe so. I believe it's a group of people. It's clearly a strong group of people. I'm very pleased with the job that's been done in selecting the group. There's great diversity here across the state, as well as along racial and ethnic lines and experiential lines. I think it's a very motivated group of people who sees this as an opportunity to make a difference in Washington's public education environment. And so I think we will work hard. It's clearly going to have a feel of a startup a little bit in the next few months as we get going. But I think it's a motivated group. It's a capable group, and I expect good things.
You know, opponents said charter schools will take money away from public schools. Did that argument ever make sense to you? Is that a concern that you'll have to address as a member of the commission?
No, it doesn't make sense to me. These are public schools. They're for all of our kids, and they are supported by tax dollars in the same way that other public schools are. So from my perspective, they are public schools. They're just public charter schools.
You know about this idea behind charter schools, and you've been a Seattle School Board member. Do you think there are any opportunities within Seattle for charter schools?
I think it remains to be seen. But it's a creative town, lots and lots of very talented people who care an awful lot about our kids. So I expect, frankly, to see charter applications come from all corners of our state.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge to getting this right, Steve?
I think it will be around those performance criteria and maintaining objectivity as a commission about all the folks who would like to start this. I think we're going to see lots of interest. And the challenge will be sifting through the quality applicants, deciding which ones merit approval, and then monitoring their performance so that we establish an accountability structure and a governance structure that can last and serve our kids well.
It's very early, but it's 40 schools over 5 years. Do you think we'll see some by the next school year?
I think we will probably see schools by the fall of 2014. It's too early. It's, I think, unreasonable to expect that we'll have schools open fall of 2013.
Steve Sundquist just appointed to the Charter School Commission. They're going to be overseeing the introduction of 40 charter schools over the next 5 years. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thank you, Ross.